Highbridge Audio presents New York Burning by Jill Lepore. Read for you by Beth McDonald.
Liberty and slavery. How amiable is one, how odious and abominable the other, wrote James Alexander in the pages of the New York Weekly Journal in 1733. When Alexander championed liberty and condemned slavery, he meant the liberty of the press and the slavery of tyranny. No nation, ancient or modern, ever lost the liberty of freely speaking, writing, or publishing their sentiments, he warned, but forthwith lost their liberty in general and became slaves. By slaves, Alexander meant a nation ruled by a despot. He did not mean the 2,000 men, women, and children who toiled as human chattel in the bustling city of 18th century Manhattan, a number that included not only the five people who lived in Alexander's own elegant house, but also the one black man who had escaped from its attic carrying a pass he had penned himself, in an act of forgery that defined better than anything Alexander could put to paper the liberty of freely writing. Political liberty was the most cherished blessing in the British realm, and political slavery its most dreaded specter. Rule Britannia, rule the waves. Britons never will be slaves, wrote an English poet in 1740, in lines that became the empire's anthem. But throughout that empire, and especially in its American...